All right, well, I'm Edwin.
And I'm Jocelyn, and this is The Long Overdue,
a show about libraries.
And each episode, we will feature a special guest, or today, guests, in a short conversation.
Focusing on the Soros Library and beyond. Today's guests are both named Vanessa. Both are undergrads at Soros and circulation assistants here at the library. Vanessa Salazar is studying pre-vet with plans of working in the medical field. She loves plants and considers herself to be quite spiritual. She also attends Zumba classes with Jocelyn and is often the life of the dance floor. Vanessa Torres is studying business, and while she doesn't have a solid career plan yet, she's thinking it might be fashion-oriented. This Vanessa grew up in Chihuahua City and only moved to the U.S. 2 years ago. She loves stickers and painting.
Vanessa and Vanessa, welcome.
Hi.
That was perfectly timed. Okay, that's awesome.
That's perfect.
Twin flames.
A little bit nervous.
Twin flames? Yeah. What is that?
What did
explain it? You're the spiritual.
There you go, yeah.
It's like
like two spirits, right?
Yeah. That are the same.
The same.
But they're not soulmates.
Mm.
It's like twins. Twin
Cute.
Flames.
Twin flames.
Yeah. Okay. I get it now. I was like, I know I've heard that, but what does it mean? Cool. So we'll call you guys Vanessa S and Vanessa T, or just T for short.
Does that work?
Yeah. Cool. So the questions that we ask you guys, whoever has an answer first can go first.
Okay.
So I think for them, we should start backwards. I think we start broad and get more narrow. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, sure. We can do that. Totally.
Okay. So the first question, what do you love about Soros?
That's a good question.
Thank you. Thank you. What about myself?
Well, when I first came as a freshman, I liked that it was a small campus, that the classes were small, and me being from El Paso, it's not even that big, but to me it's big enough.
El Paso, I think, is huge.
Right, compared to here, I was in the middle of nowhere, so I guess I was the small town aesthetic that I liked. And I came here, and that's it.
Your turn.
My experience is a little bit different because I entered my freshman year when COVID hit.
Oh.
And since I was in Mexico, I was like, I never came to the school. I just knew how it was through Google and stuff. But I don't know, like, when I got here and I went to campus to see it, like, for the very first time, I was actually surprised that it felt welcomed, you know?
Yeah.
And I really liked it, and I made a lot of friends on my first day of classes, so it made me feel more than welcome.
It's very homey.
Yes. Yeah. Like, very warm.
I agree.
Sometimes.
I agree.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
It's definitely good that you both were able to feel that sense of home the moment you came here. That's really good, honestly. So with you being from El Paso and you being from Chihuahua and now living in Alpine for a little bit longer now, what do you guys love about Alpine specifically?
Well, it is hard sometimes because you have to get used to the little things that there is.
Right.
So we're very limited and restricted to what we have, like restaurant-wise, and the stores, and the fact that we have to buy a lot of things online because we don't have nowhere to go. That's something that we have to get used to, but also I guess it also depends on each person's mindset.
Sure.
And so my mindset was being away from the typical big chain companies, you know? Mm-hmm. So I like going to Spicewood, because where is Spicewood in El Paso? Nowhere.
Nowhere.
I like going to Marathon, to eat brisket or to Bomberay, you know, it's like the little things that I like, and I root for that, especially in the weekends.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, tell me about what you do on the weekends.
Sometimes I stay home and clean.
Okay. What else?
Sometimes when my friends feel like it, we like to go and do things. So, like, at the library, we like to hike.
Yeah.
We do our team bonding. So, last time, we went to Fort Davis. And that was good.
Nice. I like that. Okay, T, your turn.
I like all the like outside doors activities that you can do. Like me and my friends, if we see like the day is nice, like the weather is fine, mm-hmm. there's no, like it's not that windy, it's warm. Last time we went to the park and we brought some canvases and yeah, Sonic. Told me about
this. This is so cute.
Yeah, and we started just painting there, just chit-chatting, just us.
And tell us about the painting that you did.
Oh, so I ordered a hot dog. I didn't know what to paint because my friend had no black and no white paint. So I decided to paint the hot dog that I was eating.
And she showed me the painting. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Edwin and I had hot dogs for lunch today.
Yeah.
Or I had a hot dog. You had a tater flop.
I had a hot dog too.
I missed that.
Yeah, because you were like enthralled by
I was focused on my hot dog, okay? I love those things. Oh.
This base just a little bit out of the way.
Okay.
Cool. Okay.
Okay.
So, thinking about our library, do you think that there's something notable in our collection? And what I mean by notable is something that's more rare or something that you think everybody should see, or maybe some of the favorite items that you have in our library collection.
Oh, for me, it's the comic book section.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something compared to most other sections within the library. I feel like that's the biggest one that would be interesting to people or like students. And I know a lot of students don't know that we have a really big comic section.
Yeah.
I also like the juvenile section.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of kids' books.
There's some pretty good books that I never thought that I was going to be able to find it here. Because I was like, I was thinking about order some in online.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, Milk and Honey.
Oh, yeah.
A poetry book. I saw it on display. When was it? I think it was Monday.
Yeah, because we have our poetry display up right now. And Al and I pulled that book for you.
Yeah, and I was thinking about buying it, but I was like, I was not sure if I actually, like, would like to take it to my collection because books are expensive.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, it's a luxury to have a book. And so, yeah.
Cool. Oh, I want to say something. For the juvenile section, there's a lot of kids' books,
yeah.
right?
Yes.
And what kind of struck to me was that we have books that I read when I was in kinder.
That's so cute. Like, which ones?
Oof, I don't know. But
Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss.
Carl.
I remember.
Carl is this Rottweiler dog, and he has these adventures with his kid. I don't know, it's like vague. And then the mittens where there's like a rabbit and then the rat that goes into a mitten,
yeah.
and then all Aww. These other animals
and they
start
all
going
fit
in.
And they cuddle so cute and cozy. I love that book.
Yeah, or the phoenix and the golden horse.
I don't know that one.
It's there.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, we have so many education majors here that juvenile collection is so important, not only to maybe kids that might read those books, but to the teachers who need to be familiar with those books to get ready to teach them as
well.
Oh,
yeah. Speaking of education, I know there's, most of my friends are in the education.
Cool.
So they have to get certain children's books, and they have to read them and then write why they're for children's, and one of them, she got Green Eggs and Ham.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's another one, oh, my God. Anyways, but yeah.
Cool.
I can't remember.
That's fine. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of books.
Well, I think I kind of answered that already. I mean, they sort of, like, pointed out their favorite book, per se.
Nah.
Oh, no.
Not really.
No.
Right, and so what are you guys' favorite books, then, that you've either found here in the library or not in our library collection?
It can be any general?
Any book, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm throwing myself under the bus.
Okay.
I don't really like to read. But hear me out.
Okay, I'm listening.
I don't like to read the basic, like, fiction and nonfiction books.
What do you like to read?
I'm more of a science person. So I will read books about the weirdest things ever, like time and space, or even like astrology.
Like a brief history of time. Have you read that one?
Yes.
Okay, so that's nonfiction. Yeah.
Oh, it is.
And that's a classic. Yeah.
Well, but it's...
Girl, you like to read.
Yeah. Well, I like that. I actually have that book.
Good.
I have it on my little bookshelf.
Good.
Nice.
Yeah, Vanessa is a certified genius. Like, so intelligent. Yeah. So
yes,
I'm not surprised you love that book.
Well, that's because I have a thing for time, like time travel. So I'm really intrigued. So I read about it.
That's cool.
Because you never know. You know, we never know.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
We probably time travel exists.
Yeah.
We don't know it yet.
I could totally see that. I mean,
right?
Hawking,
like
certifiable genius, really believed in it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That you could, what did he say, though, that you can only travel backwards in time?
Forward.
But not forwards?
No, I think.
Do I have it backwards?
No, I think you can only travel forward.
You can only
forward.
Travel forwards, but not back. Yeah, that honestly makes more sense. Like, the faster you get to the speed of light, the slower time goes, and so you're technically time traveling.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're on the same page.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, T, what about you? You like milk and honey, for sure. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
I am more of the, like...
literature type?
Yeah, like, juvenile section. Like, Leonard and Park, Fangirl.
Cool.
Like, kind of romance things.
That's cool.
But it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've found some interesting art books, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because, okay, you know how there's a section in the library, like, a hall, and, like, there's just... randomly books that are so big
for the shelves.
The art ones. Yeah. They're like on top of each other. Mm-hmm. So sometimes when I'm doing rounds and I'm like, that it's like, maybe I can do a little, I can sneak a little bit.
Yeah.
And I would just grab one and see what's inside and just look around them.
Speaking of art, I'm sorry. But there's this section of music.
Yeah.
That I don't think a lot, or not even students who have a music major know that we have.
I hope our music majors know that we have that section. Because music is expensive.
I know. And there's, what's the music? Like Beethoven symphonies?
Mm-hmm.
They're all there.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, maybe not all of them, but.
Probably a few.
I think that's cool.
There's some interesting books that, I mean, every time I'm doing rounds and I have to check, like,
there's just,
I'm like,
find something new.
I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, I know this section is this. This section is, like, I don't know, like, for kinesiology major.
There's
definitely
nursing.
Art. This is definitely comic book. This is definitely old literature. Like, I can see the difference.
But you have to, like, really look into it.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
just can't assume, oh, look, they're all random.
They're all this. Yeah.
Yeah, because what happens a lot with, like, research books, a lot of the books that we have in the library, is that their binding is one color with the title on the spine and on the front, very plain. So you don't necessarily know what the subject is just by looking at it. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Always something new to discover. Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool indeed.
That's why you don't judge a book by its cover.
Exactly.
Cool.
See?
She said it. You heard it here first. Okay. So thinking about our library and the things that you like about our library and other libraries that you've visited, what would be a dream library for you? Like, the ideal library, what would it have?
I think it would have, like, well, I don't know you guys, but the very first time I went to a library was in Mexico, like in my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a kid, and it was this children's library specifically, and they had video games, they had tables, they had colored books, they have a section to read. So I feel like not the kids like, but like a very open area, like with couches that are very comfortable for you to just toss and just open the book and read, or like a space to actually concentrate for you to do your homework, but to not stress out that it's just you, like it's not that close. I think that would be like the perfect library.
I like that.
For me, I'm mesmerized by big libraries who have books stacked up to the ceiling. So I think there's a library, I don't know if it's in China or in Korea, where they have like shelves that are rounded. They're like curved.
Oh.
And then they have books everywhere, and then there's like escalators and you just go up.
Oh,
that's pretty cool.
I know. Also the library from New York, you know, the very famous,
the public library.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had that. Oh my god. I find it really pretty. Like, yeah, something about it. I guess like the old yet modern look to it.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm.
And then, well, in our case, in our library, the fact that we have plants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
a very planty person. Mm-hmm. And I like to look at the view and just pass by the plants.
Yeah, we have so many different plants in the library, too. Right, it's yeah. fun to see and make sure they're doing good.
Yeah.
And you're the one that waters them, right?
No.
No.
Yeti.
Yeti waters them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're thriving.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. yeah. Okay. You want to ask the next question?
Yeah.
Sorry, I tend to take over.
It's okay. It's fine. So you've mentioned some libraries, but you guys personally, what's the coolest library you guys have been to?
I haven't been in many libraries, if I'm honest. But I passed to the Seattle Public Library.
Oh, cool. Ooh.
And it was beautiful. Like, the architecture you could see, like, from the outside, it was very interesting, and
people
that was very
cool.
People
go to that library to study the architecture of it. Like, just the building itself is very
yes.
notable.
Wow.
It's amazing. It's really pretty.
No, I haven't been to a library that I can say, wow.
Well, that's when you say, yeah. The Sol Ross Library is the coolest library I've ever visited. And we're like,
yeah.
wow,
she
loves this school.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, we it have a plans. Good library. We
I agree. Library.
Yeah.
But if I had to choose, I would book a flight to New York.
Yeah.
And go to,
mm-hmm.
that, one.
And go to
yeah.
that one.
Yeah.
Or if there's a library like the Harry Potter Library. Harry Potter movie. That would be great.
I would probably Harvard. I think I'd go to that library. Like,
the Harry Potter. Right. I can't even say it wrong.
Big universities.
Yeah,
libraries.
Bigger, like Harvard. The
oh,
Harvard
sure.
Library.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
The
beautiful.
Library that I've been to that most resembles the Harry Potter Library is the Scottish National Library. So you
wow.
should visit there one day if you have a chance. Because it has some Harry Potter vibes.
Do you think it was filmed there?
No.
No.
No, I don't think so. But maybe, but probably not.
I think it was its own set, maybe.
Yeah, I think it was the set.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Don't you think?
I think for some segments in the movie, it probably was like a...
I think the castle that's in it is... Parts of it are real, but then they CGI'd yeah. more parts. But the library itself probably was a set.
Yeah.
Sounds like we have a research project on our hands.
There we go. What's the library in Harry Potter? An actual library? If so, where can we go to visit it?
Yeah. Okay. So we've talked a little bit about libraries we've gone to and your work here at Sol Ross. What is your overall history with libraries? What's the first library you remember going to? What got you interested in working in a library? Things like that.
Okay, so for me, in my hometown, in my area where I live, there's obviously a public library. Mm-hmm. And my mom... Have you guys seen Gifted Hands, the movie?
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
No. Well, it's based on the story of Dr. Ben Carson, the mm-hmm. neurosurgeon mm-hmm. who separated successfully two twins.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
From their head. And I read the book, right? We saw the movie, and I guess I was super young when I saw it, and within the movie, their mom, Ben's mom, and his... in the movie, the mom makes them go to the library
okay.
every day, and they're
wow.
only allowed to see TV 2 hours per week.
Okay.
Obviously, I mean, different times mm-hmm. compared
yeah,
to
sure.
now. But when I was younger, like in elementary, my mom would make me go to the library every day. And she would make me read books every day. And
that's
she
great.
Wanted a report
wow.
by the end of the week on the chapters that I had read that week.
Wow.
So I guess my mom made me read so much to the point where right now I'm like, no more reading.
Is your mom a teacher?
No.
Wow.
No, no. She actually doesn't have a college degree.
Sounds like she's a great mom, though.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Mexican moms. Something about Mexican moms.
Serious. They want y'all to learn.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. For me, it was a little bit different.
Yeah.
Because I didn't like to read at all when I was a kid. I was like,
okay. That's typical. I think there's a lot of kids like that.
Yeah. So my mom took me to the kids' library in my hometown, and that's where she was like, go get a book that you might find interesting because you need to read. Yeah. She is a teacher. So she was like, yes, you do have to read. And so, yeah, I will pick out some books. But later on, I think it was until middle school when I got the habit of reading.
Yeah.
When I read a specific book and I was like, this is amazing.
Do you remember
this
which book? Amazing?
Yes, but it's in Spanish. It's called, the translation in English, I think it must be 10 Things Adults Cannot Understand.
Oh.
Or don't understand.
It's
a kid's book. Like, cool. It's really short, but okay. It's really cool.
Nice.
Nice. I'll have to read it.
¿Y cómo se llama en español?
10 cosas que los adultos no pueden entender.
Oh, okay.
Like, literally.
Yeah,
literally.
That's a literal translation. Yeah.
Cool. Your turn.
Yeah, okay. And then, so, you guys have told us what your favorite libraries, or, like, libraries you've been to, what your ideal library would be, your history and all that. So, now that you're here at the Soros Library, what does this library mean to you guys? You're working on it and you've been to it.
Well, to me, we have 3 floors.
Yeah.
I use those 3 floors well.
Yeah.
Nice.
So in the first floor, there are study rooms, right? Mm-hmm. I like to go into the study rooms to hear music and do homework.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because sometimes I want my alone time. Mm-hmm. And in my dorm, if I can't have that, I'll go to the library.
Yeah.
If I feel like I'm stressed, I'll go to the library. We have couches on the 3rd floor.
Yeah.
And then we have like little sections within the 3rd floor where there's a couch and like a little, would you say it's a coffee table?
Or yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes when I just want to feel calm, relaxed, and just enjoy life, I will sit on a corner and look out the window.
I love that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Something about it, me being very spiritual, I have to recharge.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Me mentally, emotionally, socially, everything. And I love, something about libraries, I like to go. And since I work there, I'm like, yeah, let's go, you know what? Daily walk.
There is something to be said, 2 things. One, about going to work at a place that you love that might change your attitude or opinion towards it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's easier, I think, to appreciate something that you get to go to as a guest as opposed to some place that you go to work.
Yeah.
But as a student, you have this special privilege of, yeah, you work there a few hours a week, but then the rest of the week, it's your space to relax and enjoy. Mm-hmm. And there are some beautiful views from our library.
Yeah.
So I like that answer.
And you get to learn like new things. For example, like I got to learn all the sections that was on the 3rd floor, or how the couches on the 3rd floor, on those weed section.
And on the weeding section. Yeah.
Weeding section.
Mm-hmm.
There's this couch and that's in the corner and you just look at it and you can see the tree and it's actually really nice to just chill a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, no, like, there are some really great spots. And, like, all of those spots, like, those either they offer, they're really good for, like, when you got to get some studying in.
Yeah.
Or, like Vanessa said, you just need some time away from everything. Really nice spots.
Like, the couches in the 1st floor, you know where the magazines are?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's 2 couches.
That's my favorite spot.
Me too. Because there are certain seasons where there's a red cardinal.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's always there.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. I've seen a blue jay.
Well, and since you're spiritual, do you know what red cardinals represent?
Good luck.
They can be good luck. I mean, red is a good luck color, right? But cardinals can represent a loved one who's passed away visiting you to check on you.
Wow.
Isn't that sweet?
I did not know that. Nice. I know of, I don't know what it's called in English, pero it's gorrión.
Oh, for that one, I am going to need Google Translate. I don't remember what gorrión's translation is.
I don't even
know
what it is. What that is.
Gorrión?
¿Qué es eso?
It's the bird that has, like, a red head.
It brought up my contacts. My phone's like... Describe the way it looks. I'm sorry.
It's like, brownish, grayish, like, body-wise.
Yeah.
And then the head is red.
I can visualize
it.
Yeah.
It too, yeah.
Like the bird from Brio?
Oh, yeah, kind of. Because it's not a canary.
Well, no, but it's a bird.
It's a bird. I don't know.
It's a house sparrow.
House sparrow,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would have
it's
never
a good
known.
Bird. Cute.
Definitely, definitely.
Anything else to add about what the library means to you guys?
Cool. Honestly, no. I mean, I've learned, well, since I worked there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I learned to mature.
Oh,
intellectually.
Mm.
If that makes sense. I feel like there's a stigma within libraries that, well, only the smart people go there.
That's not true.
And it's not. Mm. It's not. And sometimes I feel like, I don't know if I should say this, but I feel like if the Lobo Den wasn't there, no one would go.
I don't think that's true.
No.
Because I think we have people that, I mean, I know we have regulars that come into the library.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like the CBS.
They're studying. Uh-huh. But a lot of our foot traffic is from the Lobo Den, and mm-hmm. so we're glad that they're mm-hmm. there, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we have separate customers, but then we have people that come in, like, to just go to the Lobo Den, and they're like, oh, yeah, let me spend some time in the library, too. Yeah. And it's nice.
And it
it's
happens. Nice. Yeah. I've seen people who never go, and then they say, they come up to me, and they tell me, I didn't know we had a third floor.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
That's literally where all the books are.
Yeah.
And I guess since the stairs are hidden, like, from mm-hmm. the main entrance,
yeah.
they assume that that's all they have.
I will say that institutions very often, like university libraries, will have offices on the highest floor. So what I think happens is people will walk up to the third floor, see those doors are closed, and think, oh, those are offices. That space isn't for me. And the doors are there because it's a silent floor. And so that way there's not noise coming up through there. But it's like, we need a sign that says, open me. Come on
open
in.
Me.
Something, I don't know. Because, yeah, students very often don't know that we have a third floor.
Yeah.
And it's a, you get some spectacular views of campus mm-hmm. And all of Alpine.
They're missing out.
From the third floor.
Especially because the stairs are also really dark. So
yeah.
I don't think that many people are like, oh, maybe I shouldn't be there. Because that was my first thought
really?
When I was exploring the library.
Yeah.
I was just like, I'm not sure if I should actually go there. I don't know if I'm allowed to go there.
Wow.
I guess maybe because since it's not decorated. Because when you go to the second floor,
it's cute on the second floor. There's bright couches and cute posters, magazines,
the
and stuff
pots.
Like that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I assume, they assume, oh, we can be here. And
yeah.
it's more like of an open space.
Yeah.
And there's this portrait, like, right before when you get to those two steps to the
yeah,
second
yeah, yeah.
floor. You know, I always
yeah.
see it and I like it. Right? But then once you start going to the third floor, there isn't much, like,
there's nothing.
Yeah, it kind of stops.
So.
Yeah, and then the door is always being closed. And then if you do go in, the first thing you see is a computer. And
yeah.
And there's books everywhere.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, I think we have a task of making the third floor more inviting and welcoming and maybe adding like a mural to the staircase or something. That'd
yeah.
be cute.
Yeah.
yeah. Or have like a...
That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that'd LED cute. Lights say...
This way. This way, open.
Or something.
No offices up here.
Yeah.
Or have maybe like the, you know, on the second floor, the portraits or like the photos
yeah.
of the classic books.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like The Great Gatsby.
Yeah.
And all those. I like those.
Me too.
So we should have some like on the third floor as well.
That'd
yeah.
be a really good
like
idea.
Like going up the stairs.
Yeah,
yeah just
right?
putting those like in the stairwell, that would be cute too.
Yeah.
Or adding plants.
Adding plants too, yeah.
Like a little vine going up.
Sounds Yo. Like you have a job to do now.
That'd
yes,
be cool.
I have a mission. I have a mission.
Perfect.
She's on a mission.
She is. She really is. Those are all the questions that we have for you guys. Do y'all have any questions for us?
I did not know.
Don't know.
That's
right. Yeah, I always forget to tell our guests. You guys can ask us questions too. Buddy, I think, is the first guest that we've had that actually had questions for us.
I didn't even know you were going to do that. When you asked me, do you have any questions for us? I was like, wait, what?
Yeah,
I think I got him off guard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, okay. I don't know.
You guys did great.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Thank you for inviting us.
It was cool. It was very fun.
Yeah. You guys
Definitely.
Are awesome. Cool.
You want to do your little side part?
Oh, yeah. We have a game.
Oh.
We have a game.
Okay.
Chuggy or not? Chugi means 2010s millennial women aesthetic. Chevron. Girl boss. What else would be Chugi?
The mustache.
The mustache trends.
Uggs. Tumblr.
Tumblr could be Chugi.
Starbucks.
Okay, that's literally one of my questions. Starbucks Chugi. I need a pin. Yes. Starbucks is Chugi. Okay. Our library, Chugi or not?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, because. El caso, no?
So many young people work in our library. So many, I mean, all of our students literally are Gen Z. So y'all do a good job of keeping us fresh.
Yeah. I feel like we add new flavors.
Absolutely.
To my collection, so.
Yeah, because I say some stuff and Al sometimes like, wait, what? Okay. And I'm like, yeah.
But that's Al.
Yeah, Al is just odd.
That's just Al.
We love Al.
He didn't know like what spill the thesis is.
I think that might be getting Chugi, honestly.
Really?
No.
That's more.
I don't think so.
Actually, no. That is pretty new.
That is kind of
spill the tea, sis.
That's pretty
spill
new.
The tea. Okay, maybe that's new for you guys. Have y'all never seen RuPaul's Drag Race?
No.
That's also kind of new.
RuPaul's Drag Race has been on since you and I have been in junior high.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, they're in season 14 now.
Oh, damn.
Spill the tea, sis, hunty.
Well, then it wasn't really popular.
So
then,
no, it wasn't.
Yeah, is Grey's Anatomy?
Because I would consider it slightly chuggy, depending on which season you're in.
The first one.
The first one.
Yeah. I've never seen it, actually.
Me neither.
Grey's Anatomy is older than me.
Me neither. But it's really popular that you just know, like, oh, this is, like, certain area. Like, Twilight.
I love Chugi.
For sure. Twilight Chugi.
Twilight's Chugi?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my god.
And it made its comeback. But no.
But like the revival is the Twilight Revival Chugi?
It has a revival going?
What do you mean TikTok? Revival? You have never seen those TikToks that are like, you know how she acts a word that is like stuff like that.
The girl's we've been weird. Making fun of her acting since Twilight came out.
Yeah.
And watching Twilight now is
Chugi.
Yeah.
It's kind of Twilight. I love it.
It's a guilty pleasure.
Honestly, thanks to TikTok, I feel like Twilight is now an aesthetic. It's like the girl who lives in Oregon.
Washington, but you're you're really close. You're so close.
Washington. No, but I mean.
Oh, wait. I want to live in Oregon.
I will concede that Twilight could be Chugi, but it is an aesthetic, and it's one that I love. Okay, Instagram. Yeah. Chugi or not?
No, I don't think so.
I think it's half and half.
Yeah. Depends on the post.
I feel like
accounts.
It's a neutral place for millennials and Gen Z to be. Mm. Like everyone can be on Instagram at this point.
I mean,
I'm over Instagram. I haven't been on since at least a year ago.
What about Twitter?
Oh, I love Twitter. But I think Twitter can be Chugi.
Twitter is hard. I don't know. Either I'm dumb or
no,
I don't
you're
understand.
You're too smart
it.
For Twitter, honestly.
I don't understand it.
You're too smart for Twitter.
I have a Discord. Twitch.
Oh.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, those are hip. Those are cool. Those
right?
are happening. Mm-hmm. Not Chugi.
Yeah, they're not Chugi.
Yeah, no. Yeah. They're new. They're definitely new.
We already decided my shirt is Chugi.
Yeah.
Shirt is Chugi. It says just one more chapter, and it's in a very Chugi millennial 2010s font. We don't need to see it. Zumba, Chugi or not?
I think it depends who you ask. But to me, it's not Chugi. Mm.
What do you think?
To me, it's like a señora thing.
I was going to say that, too.
Like,
kind of is,
I'm surprised at how many moms love Zumba.
No, it's because I think it is like a señora thing.
It
you
is.
Know, I don't want to say woman thing, but like a señora
thing.
No,
it is a señora thing because when I was a little girl, my mom's a teacher, and she has teacher's friends, of course. And
teachers are Chugi. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Teachers got me this shirt. Chugi.
So she would... Like, a friend of hers would invite us to go, like, to Zumba classes, and we would all go there. And I would be, like, the only 10-year-old girl who was in the middle of just señoras.
40-year-olds.
Yeah, like, 40, 50-year-old señoras that were, like...
Was Herbalife a thing?
Yes.
Right?
And Herbalife is Chugi.
Avon?
Yeah. Avon?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chugi. Chugi. All MLMs are Chugi.
You know what? I think we have señora...
Energy.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
The desk. the Solras desk. Chugi or no?
At first, I was like, wow, but now that I'm here, Chugi.
To me, it's weird.
What's weird about it?
I don't know. That's so random. Like, why would a desk be just randomly over there? When I came here and they told me about the desk, I was like, just a desk on a mountain? Like, that's it?
You know, like, what's not Chugi?
What?
The tree with the bikes.
The bike tree. What? I like the bike tree.
You never seen it?
No.
See, have you not hiked up to the desk?
Yeah, but I've never seen that.
There's a specific route you have to take to see the bicycle tree.
Mm-hmm. Bicycle tree?
Yeah.
There's one
here. It's cool.
Wow, I have a test this weekend.
She's also on a mission.
She's on a mission.
Find it. Yeah, I like it. Okay, YouTube. Chugi or not?
Chugi.
Chugi.
Wow.
Not many. It's just TikTok really took over.
Took over.
A lot.
Y'all know this
of social
is going
media.
On YouTube, right?
What?
Y'all know this is going on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
I'm not concerned.
That's why I
I'm not
this.
Worried.
That's why I accepted this.
Because I'm just kidding.
Sucks.
YouTube, we're sorry. Please do not cancel your sponsorship for this.
No, just kidding. Let me tell you. Because of TikTok, so it's more. TikTok is very addicting.
Yes.
Like something about it, right?
Well, I mean, it's literally designed to be addictive so that they can sell more ads. All social media is that way, but TikTok especially.
I can see everything on TikTok. Like, I can see cook, I can see, like, advising.
Aesthetics, new wallpapers.
Yeah. Or, like, Reddit. Like, there's some.
Yeah.
A lot of Reddit posts.
Oh, I think Reddit is
chewy. I love those. Really? But they're really interesting. Well,
I think
TikTok.
It's for elder millennials. Like, my older cousins use Reddit. I'm like...
Well, they got a resurgence. Like, a lot of these, like, places are getting resurgences.
Crazy.
Like.
Yeah, because I did not know about Reddit until, like,
TikTok.
3 years ago.
Whoa,
when my cousin, she's a little kid, and she got into, like, iPad, and she was like, oh, you don't know what Reddit is? And I was like,
oh,
no.
You do?
You do?
Wow. And she was like, yeah, this is, like, a meme place, and she showed me, like...
Or before TikTok, the Musical.ly?
Yes.
I thought you were going to say Vine. I was like, that was,
oh,
like...
Oh, Vine!
Loved Vine.
Yes.
That's Chugi.
Loved Vine.
Chugi. Vine's Chugi.
Why is Vine Chugi?
That's so
like.
Old.
I'm about to cry. It's so old.
I guess it just...
Sorry.
We're talking 2010 stuff.
That's true. Yeah. Vine
for example,
is literally could be a...
YouTube definition. And 2010. I was 9.
YouTube came out in 2005.
Yeah, so me, when I was 9, in 2010, YouTube, I would YouTube how to do braids.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Or it was more like a how-to or get ready with me to go to
DIYs.
School.
DIYs.
Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of DIYs.
Yeah. And now...
I still watch YouTube, but mostly just drag queens like Trixie and Katya. I watch them all the time on YouTube.
Mm. What I see more is people streaming.
Yeah.
So on YouTube, the first thing that pops up
streams.
Is like
lives.
Streams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people teaching like, oh, how to catch this Pokemon or how to do this and that. Call of Duty stuff.
Pokemon?
Yeah.
But now Discord has taken over YouTube too, like.
Oh yeah.
Like,
yeah, no, it's
and
like
Twitch, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Moving on. Y'all are hurting my feelings.
you brought this on yourself.
Now we get to hurt Edwin's feelings. Android phones.
How is this my
Okay, I had an Android first. That was my first. Well, my first phone was a flip phone.
Yeah, hell
but
yeah.
But Chugi. But the second phone...
No, I don't think flip phones are Chugi. Flip phones are too old to be Chugi.
Okay, no, there's something else.
They're Chugi.
There's
so,
something else.
Yeah, the second phone I had was a Galaxy Prime.
Oh.
So back in the day, Chugi. Galaxies to me were like, wow, I want one. But then... Chugi, I know.
Chugi.
But then I got into high school, and then with the iPhones upgrading...
Everything.
Yeah. I'm an iPhone girl now.
Same.
So Androids are...
You don't understand how painful it is for me to text you, Edwin.
Why?
Because let me show you.
Is it because my chat bubble is not the same color
yes,
as yours or something?
Yes, because it's ugly.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
Oh, the emojis.
It's green.
The emojis. Do you get the
that
little question
color
mark?
Is horrible.
It's just green.
It's green. But then look at how beautiful that is. The blue.
Oh, blue? Okay.
The blue. The blue.
There's just something different and special about the blue.
Okay.
Like, you don't get to...
That's true. Okay, Starbucks, you already said it was Chugi. You both agree Starbucks is Chugi? No, you
no.
Yes, girl,
no.
It is Chugi. I mean, not that it's bad. It has made its comeback because of TikTok. You know, like, oh, this is what I ordered on Starbucks.
The cookie
and then,
crumble.
Yeah.
Gosh, brown
no,
sugar.
But on the 2010s, it was more popular, like, the pink drink.
Oh, yeah.
Or the frappes, the caramel one.
Mm-hmm. Whenever somebody orders a caramel macchiato, to me that's Chugi.
Chugi.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Basic. Mm-hmm.
100%.
Yeah, I'm like, if you're not getting black cold brew, Chugi.
Oh,
Oh. I'm kidding. I'm pretty serious. Okay, Big Bend. Chewy or no?
Big, what?
Big Bend National Park.
Never been there.
Never been there.
Okay, Big Bend area where we live. Chewy or no?
I mean, I'm kind of new. I've been here 3 years, so.
I've been here too, so.
To me, that's not new. 3 years is a long time to be somewhere, I think.
Is it time to move out?
No.
You're going to have to explain to Cindy why you had to move her student workers just straight up leave. Look at that.
Why are students not coming back?
Oh, my God.
Oh, you've been here more than 3 years.
No, but not that you've been here too long, but I think 3 years is definitely long enough to be familiar with
a place. Yeah, like, you get used to a lot of stuff, especially Alpen, because it's so little, like,
walking distance.
I guess tourists that come to this area, Chugi or no?
Chugi, because they're mostly old people.
Yeah.
When the how old is old to you guys? Like, sorry, Bobby.
Like,
shoot high, shoot high.
Really?
No,
high.
That's because nowadays you don't know how old someone is.
That's true.
Yeah, but it's always the old ladies that have like the little visor and they're hardcore running with their. Yeah, they're like running in it, you know? Like,
Or that they have the
fanny pack.
Yeah.
Is it a fanny pack?
Yeah, fanny pack.
Yeah. Fanny pack, yeah.
Oh, fanny pack.
Are those Chugi? I just got my brother a Fila one. A Fila fanny pack. And he's wearing it pretty proudly.
It's not Chugi.
But I think post-ironic, not Chugi.
It's one of those.
Now it's made, like, trends. It's like, yeah, now it's a trend for boys to actually, like,
Wear it across, not around the tantan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, when they have you seen the Guess? I think Guess has one.
I think so.
Or is Guess cool?
No, I feel like it's Chugi.
I think so, too.
I feel like everyone who has enough money will buy Guess.
I've never owned anything Guess. I've always thought it was kind of lame.
Right. Something about it. I don't know, because a lot of Hispanics wear Guess.
It is very popular. Like, interesting. Yeah. Like, those are, like, the major brands that you know.
And, like, Calvin Klein.
Yeah.
Right?
Calvin what?
Klein.
Klein. Oh, Klein.
No, I like Klein. Klein. Calvin Klein. I like that better.
Calvin Klein.
Calvin Klein. Well, that wraps it up. Anything else that's Chugi that y'all feel like you should mention?
That's Chugi.
That's Chugi that I didn't bring up.
I don't know. I can't.
Do you think the movies that make fun of the actual movies are Chugi?
Like what?
Like, you know how there's Twilight, like the actual Twilight, and then the funny remake of Twilight?
Oh, okay. So like Scary Movie, a vampire movie, a superhero movie, those movies.
I think Marvel movies can be Chugi for sure.
I mean,
movies, not the TV shows, but like Doctor Strange, I'm excited about. But like the Avengers and Avengers, blah blah blah, like that section of movies, those were literally like prime 2010s.
2012.
Yeah,
that's 2010s. Chugi. Anyway,
Okay.
Reasonable. It can become Chugi. Like, I can see your point that eventually.
It depends on the parody if it's Chugi or not. I haven't seen the Twilight remake, so I don't know if it would be Chugi or not.
You should watch it.
You think so?
It's a little cringe.
If it's cringy, then it's probably Chugi.
Oh, then it's...
Mm. Yeah, no, all those movies are pretty cringy now.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I think that wraps it up. You guys did so good. Thank you for coming. We need a sign-off, actually. Can y'all help us come up with a good sign-off?
What's a sign-off?
Like a... Don't forget to like and subscribe. See you later. Like a Chugi YouTube sign-off.
We could... Tell Sonic thank you for sponsoring us. It's our sponsor for the week, Sonic.
No.
I'm not sure. I haven't watched YouTube in a while.
Me neither.
We're so outdated.
It's been a while.
Don't include me in this.
The only reason I use YouTube is because of my classes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like how streamers usually
sign they're like, YouTube this. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, we're a library show, so I feel like we should say something like, what a great chapter. That's horrible.
Oh, Chugi. Chugi.
Maybe we'll just stop talking and we'll come up with something better for next time.
I don't know.
She's
honestly,
like, I gotta leave. This is so embarrassing.
No, I don't know.
You're hurting
your
feelings.
Oh, okay.
But, I don't have feelings to hurt. You're fine.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
I'm great. I'm fine.
And now for this segment, therapy with Jocelyn.
No. Hi, Amy, my therapist. Okay. Ed Cut. Thank you, guys. That was so good.
Awesome. Woo! Nice.